SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. E. Jean Carroll's on ABC's Good Morning America, speaking publicly for the first time since a jury ordered former President Donald Trump to pay her more than $83 million in defamation damages. She recounted the moment she made eye contact with the jurors after the verdict.
Well, it was very moving. It made me burst into tears because they met my eyes for the first time. It's very moving.
Trump is appealing. President Biden's vowing a U.S. response to the attack on American military personnel in Jordan that killed 3 and injured 34, the White House blaming Iranian-backed militias. U.S. is taking part in regional talks on a new ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years. They'll play the San Francisco 49ers, who rallied from 17 points down to beat the Detroit Lions. And Kensington Palace's Kate, the Princess of Wales, is back at her home after she was hospitalized for abdominal surgery. This is ABC News. United Airlines may be looking to buy more planes from Airbus after Boeing's latest troubles. Reuters says United CEO recently visited the Airbus main offices in France. United's been affected by the grounding of the 737 MAX 9 jets after the door plug incident and delays in certifying the MAX 10s. New protections are being ordered for kids playing ice hockey. The sports governing body in the U.S., USA Hockey, is going to require neck protection for anyone 18 and under. Last fall, a former NHL player died after his neck was slashed by a skate during a game in Great Britain. There may be no place like home for a man who stole a pair of the most famous shoes in the world.
The ruby slippers. What have you done with them? Give them back to me or I'll...
Former mobster Terry Martin confessed to stealing one of the pairs of ruby slippers used in The Wizard of Oz. He's due to be sentenced today, but expected the 76-year-old in poor health will avoid jail time. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance on healthcare.gov, more than 266,000, according to the Department of Health Services. That's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly, Republican Representative Karen Hurd.
I am so in favor of women's rights and women to make whatever health decisions they want. I want everybody to make their own health decision. But here's the conundrum in this. There's another life involved.
10 Republicans voted against the referendum. Governor Evers says he'd veto any effort to make abortion access more restrictive. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, to kick off a 5-game road trip, and they'll be doing it with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, who admits you'll probably see some new assistant coaches hired and others let go.
There are changes that we have to make. There's no doubt about that. We'll start working on it immediately.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State over the weekend, 81-66. They seek their fourth win in a row in Nebraska Thursday against the Cornhuskers. NFL, the 49ers headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. In Baltimore, the Ravens lost at home to the Chiefs 17-10. The Ravens were 4.5-point favorites to win. Quarterback Lamar Jackson asked if he was frustrated losing to Kansas City.
Well, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short.
That's Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have more fog this morning. It's going to stay mostly cloudy throughout the day, although we may see a few glimpses of sunshine here and there. Our high 38 with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some drizzle, freezing drizzle, maybe a few snowflakes. Our low down to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Very honored to have a very special guest joining us. One of the main cogs when you talk about the Green Bay glory days, especially 65 through 68. Although I think in many ways his finest moment came before those days that we can talk about. Just a personal opinion.
What's that?
Well, we'll talk. But Mr. Mayor, Mr. Former Mayor, a man that you once made the man of the day in Green Bay, who you gave a plaque to, you gave a key to the city to, who you gave a t-shirt to, a commemorative t-shirt, right?
Jerry Kramer Day. Absolutely. Love this guy. And yeah, this is an honor to have you on our show, Jerry. How are you doing? How are things going? You are someone that, I don't know, I was talking to my wife. I think I'm nervous about talking to you.
I'm a little nervous myself.
Yeah, I'll bet.
great to be with you guys, and great memories of the award, the shirt, the mayor, and John. I've been one of your fans for a long time.
Well, likewise, buddy.
So it's just a pleasure to be with you.
Are you in Idaho, Jerry?
I am.
Still the Boise area?
Correct.
You know, I'm going to tell a quick story here. I know I've told you this story before, Jerry, but I've got to tell Jim. I remember when I was working in Magic Valley Television, KMVT, in Twin Falls, Idaho. You know where that is, right?
Right. I sure do.
One of the smallest TV stations in the country. And we were so excited. There's going to be this golf tournament, charity golf tournament, for a guy named Danny Thompson. He'd been a baseball player for the Minnesota Twins and tragically died really young of cancer. Mm-hmm. So Harmon Killebrew, who's a native of Idaho, put on this huge golf tournament for cancer, and I think it was for Danny's family and things like that. Had unbelievable names. I mean, Sun Valley is one of the most beautiful places that I've ever seen personally with my own eyes. And beautiful golf course. Actually, it's Ketchum, I think, Jerry, would be. Ketchum, Idaho, probably. That's where it was. But anyway, So Jerry and Harmon Killebrew were the two co-hosts. But, I mean, you can't believe the who's. I mean, Clint Eastwood was one of the guests.
Wow, that's cool.
Clint Eastwood was one of the guests. Man of few words.
One of my favorites.
Absolutely. But intimidating even meeting him. I mean, he's kind of like Dirty Harry in person, just his persona. You know, quiet, few words, looks right at you, and it's like, oh, okay.
Looks right through you.
Right through you, about 6'4", yeah. You know. But he consented to an interview.
Oh, nice.
So I did an interview with him. It was great. So anyway, my best friend was the college basketball coach at the College of Southern Idaho, a really good junior college program out in West. And I mentioned to his wife, and his name was Soupy Campbell, his head coach. And I mentioned to his wife, I said, my God, Clint Eastwood's going to be just, I would kill for a Clint Eastwood. I would kill. I would do any, I'll pay you $100, I'll pay you $500, whatever it takes for a Clint Eastwood autographed, I would do, John. She said, I would do anything.
No.
Okay. So I go, I said, Clint, after, and you never do this in the media anymore. You know, you don't never ask for autographs. A friend of mine, his wife, said she would just give anything in this entire world for an autograph from Clint Eastwood. He goes, all right, what's her name? I go, well, it's my buddy Soupy's wife. So he sent it to Soupy's wife. Love, Clint Eastwood. Okay?
Yeah.
So I gave it to her. You know, she goes, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I said, yeah. And then I got another one for this other friend of mine. He's actually the only Packer fan in Idaho, of Jerry Kramer. She goes, what? I said, Jerry Kramer. He used to play for the Green Bay Packers. He goes, I know Jerry Kramer. That was my family's hero. My dad played college football. He was a guard. My brother was a guard. Jerry Kramer's your all-time hero. I'd give 10 Clint Eastwoods for one Jerry Kramer.
Wow. She was spending some money that day. Wow.
So there you go, Jerry. Just so you know, your luster versus Clint Eastwood.
Honest
to God, true story. 1980, I think it was, and you guys had that tournament, wasn't Jerry?
Yeah, I got to play with Clint down in California. We were having a Boys and Girls Club charity at Pebble Beach, and I got to play with him a couple of times, and once in Hawaii for another charity event. So he was giving a lot of his time, and a pretty nice guy, but quiet.
Yes.
You know? You just really waited on him a lot to
say anything. Yes.
Speak. Let me hear you.
But you felt like you're in the presence of somebody that really, really made it big in his, no matter what your profession is, there's a coolness factor to somebody going into a really tough business and really making it. And he just had that certain aura of, okay, he's one of the guys. He's that certain club.
Well, but you're in that. You're in that club as well, in that club as well, because you, Jerry, and, you know, you look at Clint Eastwood or even, you know, the crooner, Tony Bennett, you've transcended so many generations and people still know who you are and have all this respect for you. And that's just really admirable. I mean, that's tough to do in life, right? To always stay on top of the game and always have that respect. And you deserve every piece of it, but you're just one of those people that, no matter what age group, it's like, that guy's awesome.
You know, it's just been a wonderful ride. Just the game, the coach, the team, Green Bay, the whole package has been sensational. But there's been another kind of group with Clint, with George C. Scott, with Sinatra, that different golf tournaments and different times and different places. I was having dinner with Rod McEwen, who was a poet and a friend at that time. And he said, Jerry, Sinatra's doing a double album of my song tonight at the recording studio. Would you like to go hear him record? And I said, I'd kill to hear Sinatra record. That sounds like a great idea. That'd be great.
Well, that's unbelievable.
So, yeah. So we finish our dinner and go over to the studio. And Frank is doing a song called Two Can Dream a Dream Together. And he's going, Two Can Dream a Dream Together. Two Can Dream a Dream Together. Two Can Dream a Dream Together. And he finishes and he comes over to where Rod and I are, and he says hello, and I said, Frank, you got to lighten up on that song. Two Can Dream a Dream Together, that's a beautiful thought. You're kind of beating on it a little bit. You got to lighten up.
You literally said that to Frank Sinatra. Okay, wow. Go ahead.
He looked at me, and he goes, what? And I said it again. And he put his hand up in front of my face about 9 inches from my nose, and he made a circular motion, and he erased my booty, right?
Yeah.
Wow. The king. That's incredible.
Totally erased me.
That's beautiful. Hey, Jerry, you know, Dick Schaap, when he used to come to talk, God rest his soul, who was one of the, Jim, I'll tell you, we'd have him on a show, one of the shows, and we'd be like, Dick, you hungry? And I goes, well, yeah, I could eat. And I mean, you know, normally if people come out, so we'd call one of our restaurants, you'd bring it down, and he'd be eating a plate of lasagna and stuff like that. He was the most down-to-earth, wonderful gentleman, Dick Schaap was. But we talked, Jerry, about, you know, the motions in the universe or how stars somehow get aligned, right? You were writing that book. You were 16 seconds away from having a very down, for lack of better words, ending, which would have meant the book would not have been nearly as successful. So somehow the 1 year you decide to write a book, which happens to be Vince Lombardi's last year, and you guys happen to win what is literally the most famous football game in the history of the National Football League. You ever sit back and say, how in the world did that all happen?
Yeah. Yeah. And multiple times, John, multiple times. There were moments with the book. I had no idea about writing a book. And Dick called and said, I've got a publisher and I've been talking to him, and he has agreed to do a book, and I'd like you to be a part of it. And I said, what? He says, write a book. I want you to write a book with me. Dick, I don't know anything about writing a book. And he said, well, we'll just take it a little bit at a time, get a tape recorder and work at it. And so I'm looking at him and I goes, who gets final say on this book? He said, you do. I said, let's talk. So we started looking around and seeing what we normally took for granted, and talked about the inner workings of the team and the game and everything. And it was an incredible joy, fun, great, entertaining project. And we did the Tonight Show, John. We went on Carson's show, Judy Garland, Dom DeLuise, Sherry Lewis, and Jerry Kramer. And which one of these?
Wow, that's
one of these.
What a lineup!
Is different than the others.
Yes.
Well, Jerry, tell me a little bit about your new book.
You know, some of the things we've just been talking about, so many things off the field, non-football things with Sinatra and George C. Scott and Dean Martin as golf partners and friends and things like that, and Jackie Robinson, which was a great thrill for me. But we just had a wonderful time, and it was mixed into Super Bowls and championships and other wonderful human beings that happened to be teammates of mine that were just sensational people, the Bart Starrs, the Paul Hornings, the Max McGee's, Nitch, Ron Kramer, Fuzzy, Gilly, you know, on and on and on. Such a wonderful crew of ball players that you just felt very fortunate and very lucky to be a part of it.
But what I find really interesting, Jerry, about especially this run to win is that it's really not history. I mean, you're a motivational speaker. I mean, there's youth that can learn from reading that book. I think that's, you're to be applauded for sharing that.
Well, I did get involved in the motivational world fairly early because my father had a motivational method, and it had to do with the razor strap. And
I prefer
backside.
The book.
Yeah. And so I listened to Coach Lombardi, and I've listened to the words preparation, mental, physical preparation, commitment, consistency,
hey,
discipline,
Jerry,
pride.
we got to set it to a super quick hard break. We'll be right back. Is that cool?
Cool.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
We
relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, with Packer legend, NFL Hall of Famer, Jerry Kramer. Always fun talking to Jerry about the glory days, of course, and all those. But Jerry, I got to tell you something. I still think your finest moment was in New York in 1962, because that's something that I guarantee I could say, listen, you want to cut off my right leg and my right arm if I'm wrong on this? You can, because I want to know the next time okay. In an NFL championship game, an offensive guard is going to play every single play at offensive guard, and then turn around and kick three field goals, Jerry?
Three field goals
and an extra point in a wind chill about 27 below. I will give up my arm. Wow. And like whatever you want. The next time an offensive guard does that in an NFL championship game, is that a safe bet, Jerry?
Well, yeah. it was a pretty scary moment for me. Really, Yankee Stadium had such history and such tradition and so many wonderful prize fights, sporting events, all kinds of things. So to think, and of course, it's a packed crowd. So to think that I'm going to be involved in the scoring for that particular day was a little nerve-wracking. And in fact, Coach Lombardi came up to me and said, how you doing? I said, I'm okay, Coach. I'm okay. He said, well, take some of the boys, the younger boys, out and walk around the stadium a little bit and kind of get them familiar with the grounds and whatnot. So I did, and we did. And the first kick I make, I've got Bart holding the ball, of course. And I had told myself that I was going to keep my head down and I was going to follow through, and I was never going to look up. And I had a tendency to look up too quick and miss the shot, right? So we got the ball is about 30 yards out, and we've got a field goal attempt, and Bart's holding the ball, and I kick the ball, and I keep my head down and watching the ground, and I finally look up, and the ball is outside the goalpost. And the official has his arms in the air, and he was signaling good. And I said, Bart, what the hell is he doing? Bart says, shut up and get off the field.
I love it.
Love that. How did you not get the MVP for that game?
Ray Nitschke got the game Corvette. I got the game ball.
Did you talk to Ray about trading?
Yeah.
The life of a lineman.
I guess. Wow. Hey, you know, Jerry, one other thing I just want to talk to. I was at the used bookstore here at the Brown County Library, and I found a book I'd never heard of before, and it was written by Bill Curry called Things You'll Hear from 10 Men in a Huddle, I think is the name of it. I don't know if you'd ever seen that one. But anyway.
No. Don't know about it.
I don't think it made any impact or anything. But the interesting part was there. He was a Southern boy from Atlanta, Georgia, had never been around blacks before, had never gone to school with any, had never played with any, not even sure if he'd ever played against any. And then all of a sudden he comes here to Green Bay, and here he is sitting next to Willie Davis and Herb Adderley and Marv Fleming and Willie Wood and all these guys and Elijah Pitts. And it's like, oh my goodness, this is, you know, Lionel Aldridge, Dave Robinson. like, this is a whole different world for this secluded Southern boy from Georgia. Wow, what an eye-opening experience. And you guys were at the forefront of that, weren't you, Jerry? I mean, you're the glory days, or whatever you want to call it, extended right through the entire civil rights period. What do you remember of that in regards to how it affected your teammates or the NFL in general?
Well, we had a coach named Lombardi, who was an Italian fellow, and felt that he personally had been the subject of some misinformation or some prejudice or some ignorance or whatever you want to call it. And so there was a moment when there was a new restaurant opening in Green Bay, and the owner had asked that no blacks enter the restaurant. So Coach Lombardi heard about it, and he called the guy, and he says, "I'm thinking about coming to dinner. Can I get reservations?" The guy goes, "Absolutely, Coach. We'll take care of you." And Coach says, "And a couple of my black players would like to come too." "Oh, we don't allow black players in the restaurant." And Coach says, "Well, very good. You just caused every player ever associated with the Green Bay Packers to never step into your restaurant.
Wow.
We will never open that door. So enjoy yourself and don't ever call me again."
Wow. I never heard that story.
That's awesome leadership. You know?
Yeah. And so when you, I came from Northern Idaho,
right,
where we had a black person, a single black person in one of the homes. And it was a lady that was a maid.
Yeah.
And this is the only black person I'd ever seen till I went to college. And she was a nice lady. And my uncle happened to be the gentleman that had hired her. And so I never had a chance to get prejudiced against the black people. I kind of enjoyed them. I kind of had they were funny. They were smart. Look at Willie Davis for a minute, will you? 14 New York Exchange boards. Dow Chemical, Sara Lee, Johnson Controls, MGM, Grand, on and on and on. He was a bright, funny, witty, wonderful teammate, roommate. He and I roomed together for a year. And it wasn't because he was black and I was white. It was because we were football players together. And we appreciated one another. And I had learned to love Willie Davis. He was a beautiful human being and a very special human being in my life. So the prejudice did not come up very often in Green Bay. And I know Bill was a little bit overwhelmed by the whole situation,
mm-hmm,
but the guys were good guys. You know, they were all intelligent and gifted, and Wood was funny, and Herbie was beautiful, and Marvin was Marvin.
Yeah.
And we all got along really well.
Jerry, that's just great to hear that your focus was on the brotherhood, your focus was on football.
Well, and that Lombardi said right at the very beginning,
this ain't gonna happen.
There will not be any of that here.
That's awesome. We can still learn from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you spend time with any one of the guys, they're bright, they're witty, they're funny, they've got humor, they've got imagination. They're fun to be with. I enjoyed the hell out of Willie Davis. I stayed at Willie's house in Marina Del Rey. He had a room with an upstairs bedroom looking out over the ocean. And he called it the Jerry Kramer Suite.
Nice.
So whenever I went to L.A., I stayed with the doctor.
Dr. Feelgood.
Dr. Feelgood. Why do they call you the doctor? Because I make them feel so good.
Jerry, are you okay time-wise? Can we send it to another real quick break and come back?
Sure.
Awesome. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're Jerry Kramer. This is so much fun. We could talk to him all day. And now we're going to talk more about his brand new book that's coming out. And we'll be right back, Mind on the Mirror, after this.
We want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down?
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. E. Jean Carroll's on ABC's Good Morning America, speaking publicly for the first time since a jury ordered former President Donald Trump to pay her more than $83 million in defamation damages. She recounted the moment she made eye contact with the jurors after the verdict.
Well, it was very moving. It made me burst into tears because they met my eyes for the first time. It's very moving.
Trump is appealing. President Biden's vowing a U.S. response to the attack on American military personnel in Jordan that killed three and injured 34, the White House blaming Iranian-backed militias. U.S. is taking part in regional talks on a new ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years. They'll play the San Francisco 49ers, who rallied from 17 points down to beat the Detroit Lions. And Kensington Palace's Kate, the Princess of Wales, is back at her home after she was hospitalized for abdominal surgery. This is ABC News.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Milwaukee Friday to talk about the economy, which is defying expectations. New data from the Commerce Department shows GDP shot up 3.3% from October to December.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. I see no reason why that can't continue. I think 2024 is going to be a very good economic year.
Yellen speaking with ABC News. The State Department of Natural Resources is warning people to be safe on the ice as warm temperatures and rain weaken the ice. While Wisconsin saw bitter cold quickly freeze lakes earlier this month, temperatures around the state have been above freezing all last week. The DNR says to wear proper clothing like a life jacket and carry a stick or rod with you to check the ice before you step foot on it. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We have more fog this morning. It's going to stay mostly cloudy throughout the day, although we may see a few glimpses of sunshine here and there. Our high 38 with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some drizzle, freezing drizzle, maybe a few snowflakes. Our low down to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. and many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
But Jerry, and thank you for caring about talking about that. But again, people don't understand sometimes how sports can be a microcosm of a community or whatever, about how those guys all get together. And I'll tell you this, Jerry, Bart Starr did tell me one time, years ago in like the mid-80s when Mart had come out with a book, and we were talking off the record. So I said, Bart, what was it like coming from, you know, the Alabama and places like that, and all of a sudden you're, you know, in her mesh. She says, let me tell you something, there was never a problem because there were a couple of guys around the locker room that maybe would say a few things, and all of a sudden you'd show up the next day and their lockers were cleaned out. Lombardi had zero tolerance, and some guys during training camp or something, if you heard some, they just disappeared, Jerry. Then Bart Starr told me that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Bart ever told a falsehood in his lifetime.
No.
So he was a very special human being. And we can talk about him
for a while, all day long.
If you'd like. I'm playing in the college all-star game, John, and it's on a Saturday, and we're down in Chicago, and I wake up that morning and get the morning newspaper and open the back page, and the whole page from top to bottom is a picture of Bubba Smith. Mm. Now, Bubba's 6'8", 6'9", anyway, and 285-ish, you know, and the caption underneath the picture says, come see Bubba kill Bart.
Wow, it's something. Now,
isn't this wonderful?
Yeah.
Just wonderful. Nobody will know if Bubba gets to Bart. They'll never guess. So, I'm sweating a little bit. So he can fall down and look good.
Yeah.
So we get in the first quarter, and he gets by me. He's quick-footed for a big man, much quicker than I anticipated. I'd never seen anybody play against him that I knew, so... He gets on Bart, and he says, all night long, old man, all night long, Bubba going to be here on top of you. And Bart gets up and tells me what he says, and the guys are coming back to the huddle, and the huddle forms, and Bart looks at me and says, call a play. And I, what? Call a play. Well, hell, I'd never called a play. not even in junior high had I ever called a play. So I said, let's put Fuzzy on the trap, 41 trap. And we gained 6 or 7 yards. And then I brought Forrest down, double teamed him, and brought Forrest down on him, and we gained 6 or 7 yards. And then we double teamed him with the center, and we gained 6 or 7 yards. And we ran about 6 or 7 plays and got down to the 40-yard line, crossed the midfield, down to maybe the 35. And I look over, and Bubba is patting himself on the helmet. He is taking himself out of the game. Yeah.
That's cool. Tell us a little bit more about this Run to Win. I mean, what a great book. I know it's about you from Lombardi to Canton.
There's a lot of things in there that, in fact, some of the stories today probably haven't seen the light of day. Oh, Dick Zanuck. Who invited me up to his father's New Year's Eve party. I had 3 or 4 other guys there, and David Brown and Helen Gurley Brown were there, and Joanne, Dickie's wife, and Mr. Zanuck. And so about 1 o'clock, we'd celebrated New Year's, and Dick says, or we had a friend from Santa Monica there that had a 45-foot Chris craft in the harbor, and he suggested we go sailing in a beautiful moonlit night, soft, gentle breeze, flat, big moon. So we went sailing in Acapulco Bay till 7-8 o'clock in the morning. And we come back, and Dick takes us over to our apartment, and he said, Jerry, I've got to get back to L.A. I'm way behind. I'm in trouble, and I've got this rent paid for a couple of weeks. You can move in if you'd like to. And I said, well, we'll look at it. I'm not sure about it, but let me come look at it. Well, they had 5 servants, 5 bedrooms, a pool, a little cable car running down to the ocean, and it was adequate. So I said, yeah.
You made it work, Jerry.
Wow. You know the answer to that, obviously.
You know what, they go, so, Jerry, your book, I will say this, the first one, Instant Replay, that... So somebody had a good quote, though, one time. They said that it's really unfortunate Jerry wrote such a great book because all the other sports books for about 20 years afterwards didn't compare to it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that was revolutionary for the time, Instant Replay. I mean, it really was. And we talked about all the stars being aligned, you know, for everything to happen, right, with you guys winning and the whole thing like that. But you really capture the insight, the inside, without it being Jim Bouton of telling, you know, stories that are out of school. You really capture the inner workings of what it's like for one NFL football player during the course of a season, whether you go to a championship or not. No book had ever showed that side of NFL football before.
You know, John, I got a royalty check about 6 weeks ago from Instant Replay.
Oh, still.
Which was written in 1967 or somewhere like that, right? And I'm still getting royalty checks from it. So it was the Packers were on an ascending stage at that particular time, and we had won a Super Bowl and we were going for the second. So we had a wonderful ride there with the coach for several years.
You know what? Jim always makes fun of me at how I used to make money when I was a kid, but I wanted so bad to buy that book. I spent an entire summer. And you know what, Jerry, you would relate to this and you would respect this versus the way this guy does, who grew up with a Shetland pony in his backyard. But anyway, yeah, can I continue, Jim? Is that okay here?
Ahead, thank you, buddy. Sorry, Jerry.
I spent an entire summer every night picking night crawlers and selling them for 2 cents a piece to save up enough money to buy your book.
Wow. And Dick tells the story about how the birth of that idea, when he was in the locker room, in the dormitory at the pier, and I was reading some poetry to Jimmy Taylor, whether he was listening or not.
Yeah, I was going to say things that I'd never heard before. I was reading poetry to Jimmy Taylor, okay?
Yeah, and Dick walked by the door, open door, and he walked on down the hallway 10, 15, 20 feet, and he stopped, and he remembered the moment of what he had seen. And he turned around and he came back and looked in the door. It was that moment that decided Dick that he wanted to do a book with me and not with Paul or Max or Jimmy or God knows who, right? Any one of the guys would have been wonderful, I believe. Meeting Dick Schaap was a very fortunate moment for me. It was something that had to be planned in another planet or another realm or another world. But he was an exceptional human being and very bright. And we'd come into something that he wasn't comfortable with. And Jerry, let's save that. Let's put that aside and we'll come back to that. And so he directed me down the trail and we had a cast of characters that was sensational. You know, the guys, the Barts, the Pauls, Goldilocks, Maxie, all characters, all bright, all witty, all fun. So it was a natural thing to do, I guess, when we finally got through it. We were pretty pleased with it.
You know, Jerry, I'm good friends, or I was good friends with your son, Daniel, when he lived around the Green Bay area, wonderful guy and everything. But I have to say, in following on Facebook, your daughter deserves so many accolades for the battle she fought through ridiculous reasons or whatever, roadblocks, for the National Football Hall of Fame to finally, you know, bring you in their fold. Man, she was a warrior, wasn't she? Just phenomenal. And she gave a fantastic acceptance speech. I'll never forget that. That was so from the heart. That was a really memorable moment for all of us that have followed your career.
Yeah, she surprised me even, you know. I knew she was involved with a fellow named Randy, who was an aide to the governor, and they were writing letters to some of the players asking for an endorsement to the Hall of Fame. But I thought maybe two or three letters, or maybe four, or maybe give them something. 35.
Wow.
Endorsements, and Merlin and Alex, and some of Leo Nomalini, my toughest opponents, wrote letters for me. So it was an amazing thing to me that she, as a young lady, was able to accomplish that and to do that. And you're absolutely right. She was exceptional and one of a kind, and she still is. She's a beautiful girl.
That took a little bit longer than it should have, but I mean, people were so happy when that if you got in there, and you deserve that.
You got
Jerry,
a gold
just
jacket,
quickly.
Man.
I mean, you've got you do. And anything in the future we can look forward to? I mean, I'm looking forward to the book.
Ask this before we run out of time. What about the future of the Green Bay Packers, Jerry?
Oh yeah, that's true. Let's talk about them.
You know, I was in town for a couple games in October, and I've been watching Jordan Love very closely. It's such a critical position, and such with Bart and Brett and Aaron and all the great leaders he had ahead of him to look at. And so I'm watching him very carefully. And after the game on Thursday, I'm talking to the media, and I say, Jordan Love, that's another Jordan. But Jordan has moments of brilliance. He has really got a great arm and a head, and he's not consistent. And he needs to get consistent and use those 5-minute, 7-minute periods where he is doing everything right. He can use them as his model to play 60 minutes. And if he can get to 60 minutes, we're going to have a lot of fun here in Green Bay.
Great point.
And lo and behold, you know, that period he went through with 20 touchdowns and one interception, that's what he's capable of. And he still hasn't reached his full potential. And he seems to be a hard, I don't know him. I haven't never
Wonderful young man, Jerry. You'd love him. Wonderful young man. A lot tougher underneath than he shows in his exterior.
Well, he's got my vote. And you know the beautiful thing about the finish and the Cowboys? How good was that?
That was amazing. Just amazing.
I dream about beating the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But he made next year fun already.
Right. Yeah.
We're looking forward to it. We're excited about it. We're positive about it. We've got a good team. It's a young team. But that doesn't bother them. They're playing. They're playing high level football, and it's just sensational.
And they're playing together. And Jerry, your enthusiasm for Jordan Love and the young team, that's happening in the city, right, Johnny?
Yeah, no question.
The city really feels that way.
No question about it, Jerry. It's unbelievable.
It was
like Monday morning was literally like a morgue. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're finally snapping out of it a little bit here. But it was, we were so excited. It would have been so phenomenal to play the Lions. You know, I grew up in Michigan. It would have been so unbelievable to play the Lions. I planned on going up to the UP where I'm from and just sitting in a bar, going into a bar amongst diehard Lions fans and diehard Packer fans and just experiencing that for one of these teams is going to the Super Bowl. That would have been just the most memorable experience I can even imagine.
Always next year.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful finish to the season.
Wasn't it?
Very pleased, very excited.
Looking forward to next year.
Forward to next year.
And like you said, Jerry, it's a springboard to next year. We're excited here, and we look forward to having you back in Green Bay. And
well, we love everything about it. We love looking back. We love looking at the present. We love looking at the future. And the next thing we're going to do is go out and buy your book, Run to Win. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's from Lombardi's old thing, from the Jesuits. Am I right, Jerry?
Yes. Of all the runners who run in the race, only one can win. So run not just to be in the race, run to win.
Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
Vincent Thomas Lombardi.
Jerry Kramer, what a honor to have you on. And I know we've been friends for a long time, but I love talking to you every single time, buddy. This is just great.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me. It's been a fun morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
Keep in touch, okay, buddy?
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Jerry Kramer joining us. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks once again to Jerry Kramer for joining us. And as you pointed out, kind of apropos.
Right. It's fitting that Jerry was on today, a guy that, you know, really grew up with the whole Lombardi era. And today is 65 years ago today that the Packers signed Vince Lombardi.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And that was the Northland? I think
his first contract was signed at the Northland, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's just kind of cool.
Right. And they put the Packers together, Press Gazette, and there's some history at the Bellin Building as well. But downtown Green Bay was happened.
And that's what we're talking about. You know, I was talking about the Bart Starr sign. It might not sound like a big deal, but I just think, especially even when the draft is here, so many people will be coming around downtown.
Oh my gosh.
I think that would be, you got to honor Bart Starr and maybe Ray Nitschke, you know, the correct way. Because, I mean, a lot of people will be coming down here to see where the Green Bay Packers began, what was the birthplace of the Green Bay Packers. So I think that's going to be, I think that would be cool. So we're going to get that done. As long as if the next stage is, I guess, with the DOT, they have final say. And, you know, one of the things I brought up at the, at that meeting was, I can never remember the name, the lights, solar lights, to have solar lights on it, you know, so it'd be lit up at dark. Some of the board members didn't think that would go over with the DOT. But wouldn't that be kind of cool so it's lit up at night?
I don't know that you got to go to solar, do you?
Why not?
Why don't you just hardwire it?
Well, I'm trying to find ways to save money, Jim.
Okay, that's right.
Okay. That's good. I'm a fiscal conservative.
So am I.
All right.
But there's a difference in lack of spending and investing.
Well,
and you've
got to
invest in something like that because I think you make a really good point about, I mean, we have a lot of tourism, and you and I have been down here when the Packers played at home opposing teams, and they all come downtown. But that Heritage Trail, I mean, you can even go to St. Willibrord where Vince Lombardi went to Mass.
Right.
There's a plaque in front of there. There's plaques, obviously, on the Northland and the Bellin Building. And so I think we're going to get a lot of that. And
that's what I mean.
You don't want to look cheap.
No,
I mean,
that's
those plaques are nice. That was a great thing. I think that Heritage Trail, they did
a good job
with that.
Fantastic.
Cliff Crystal did a lot with that, as well as, you know, Eddie Martin.
Awesome.
And a lot of people donated to that.
Yep.
But, the draft is 2025, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to start now.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, one of the guys mentioned that, too. He said, will this be done by 24? I said, absolutely, no question.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could get this done within, you know, a short time.
Well, all that money the county's sitting on, why not? Although you said you're not going to tap any of that sales tax money. Here.
Nope, I don't want any money. I want it all to be private.
That's good, John.
Yeah.
I want to help you with that. I think that's awesome what you're doing. And I think, I hope that we can also do something for Nitschke.
Yeah, I would love to. You want to talk about two guys, a personified.
Right.
The one, you know, straight as an arrow, wonderful gentleman, great, whatever. And then Ray, who's also one of the most wonderful gentlemen. I loved Ray.
He was a great guy. He was a super nice
guy.
Yeah, did a lot.
I'll never forget walking down downtown New Orleans, like where I was talking about that Super Bowl. Every Super Bowl should be in New Orleans.
Yep,
such a great setup. And walking down there, Mano! And it was him and his big car. Big cigar, wasn't lit, and he had his wife and granddaughter or grandson with him. He gave me a, and actually did this when my son was born. It was gave out Hershey bars where it says it's a she or it's a he. Where
it's that's cool.
And get all the, you know, height and weight or whatever on a baby on there. How one of these? I still save it from Marie Nitschke. He was just great. Loved him.
Was. And just, there's another guy that was just a man of the people.
Absolutely. He died way too young. Right. Talk about such, they say, you know what? They say, and I've had other NFL Hall of Famers say this, the most inspiring thing about being a member of the Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame, is the breakfast they have every year of all the Hall of Famers that come there. And every year, Ray Nitschke gives a speech to the new members about how, you know.
What an honor and what a responsibility.
It's exactly it. Honor and responsibility and those things. Like when once you wear that gold jacket, the yellow jacket, man, your life changes. Now you represent the. Yeah. They say that is the most inspiring speech you'll ever hear in your life was Ray Nitschke talking to those other Hall of Famers.
Cool. Something else I want to talk about, you know, is this next few days is that whole Walter Payton Award.
Okay.
Do you think that gets too much? I mean, it
gets a lot of pub.
Boy, does it ever. Yeah. And I.
Has a Packer ever won it? I don't know. Do you know, Todd?
I don't think so. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of it.
But
no.
You look at, you know, granted these guys have a lot more money than they did back in the day, but I just think some of the things they do is, I think it's incredible, the leadership they're showing. I'm a big fan of that. And I know that's coming up but next week, right?
Yeah. But I know a lot of, for some reason, a lot of media don't like Russell Wilson. I've always thought he's a really great guy. I mean, I loved him at Wisconsin, hated him when he beat the Packers all the time. And I thought he had a little bit of a whatever. But, I mean, for years on his days off, he would go to hospitals.
Right.
I mean, he would just show up at hospitals and walk around and meet kids.
I should know this. Who's our nominee?
Do I know? I don't
Devondre Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's our nominee. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Did we ever win one?
I do not see anything on here that says that.
No. I can't think of it. I know Dak Prescott's up for it for the Cowboys. They say he's a really good guy.
Well, and so is Mahomes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, I don't know. I don't know. I hope they're not doing it for the publicity. I think it's real.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. I absolutely do. So I totally do. I think that's a great thing. I will say this. Packer players, like we had the one guy who, they went shopping, Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And the players took the guys Christmas shopping and different things. I think it's pretty awesome what they do. I really do. There's a lot more stuff that goes on behind the scenes you don't really know too.
Right. And you talk about, it's nice that a guy as long ago as Ray Nitschke, and yet they're still keeping that community involvement,
absolutely,
that community respect. And
boy, you talk about the ambassadors for Green Bay, though. I mean, Ray Nitschke was phenomenal, and he died too young. Fuzzy Thurston died too young. I mean, you know, those guys were, I mean, they lived here right in Green Bay. They're all, and it's like, wait, what a thing we've lost from that glory days, you know, that whole generation. Well, I mean, it just happens. Guys get old. But I'm just saying that was such a cool thing.
But I think what you mentioned is that they did live here.
They lived. That's what I mean.
That Fuzzy Thurston was like, you could go into his bar.
Jog past his.
Yeah. Oh, man, that guy was fun.
He was so much fun. All those guys were. Yeah. It was just such a great bunch. Yeah. But that's too bad. Horning was the guy that was a little, I sat with Horning. Oh, okay, I'll tell you one quick story. I got to be careful how I tell this.
Right.
Okay. So he was doing a book signing, and a buddy of mine went there to get his autograph, and I think it was that festival, and there's like hardly no one there, and he's sitting there, you know, this box of, which is a lonely feeling when you're doing a book signing. Trust me, I've been there. And notice come around, and the guy, my buddy, says to him, he goes, did the president really, did Lombardi really call the president to get you out of the army for a day so you could play for the Packers in a championship game? He goes, yeah, I think he and I were having relations with a couple of the same women. So he felt like doing me a favor.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Some characters.
Yeah. Oh, those characters. Well, anyway, special thanks to Jerry Kramer once again for what he did, and we'll be back tomorrow morning. Mine on the Bears.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday, and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Weeknights from 8 till 10 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.